We are almost 2 weeks into the new year, and I'm still holding tight with my New Year's resolution, and that is to tell it to you like it is, to tell it to you straight. So you're welcome. If you're not okay with that, you probably belong. Here are three big things you need to know right now. I'm Steve Gruber with the Steve Gruber Show for this Wednesday, January 8th, 2020. Here are those three big things. Number three, Nancy Pelosi finally going to deliver the articles of impeachment to the U.S. Senate this week, we're told. Finally. Almost a month after they were voted out in the House, and it looks like she has done real damage to her cause. We'll find out for sure on November 3rd, 2020. Iran is in the throes of upheaval after the government finally admits that in the heat of the moment and after hitting American bases with missiles last week, it shot down a commercial airliner, a Ukrainian jet, with 176 people on board. And number one, pay attention. This is a big story that covers across the country. Blood alcohol tests could be tossed out in many states. That's the thought anyway. A major player in drunk driving cases, one of the main pieces of equipment involved in Michigan, New York, Pennsylvania, California, has been called into question whether or not it's working properly. It's called the DMT breath analyzer, the Datamaster DMT breathalyzer device. And it's been brought to the attention of the world by the Michigan State Police. In a letter issued by the state police on January the 10th, Major Greg Zarotny writes, "This letter is to inform you that a stop order on the current vendor's contract was issued January 7, 2020 due to performance-related issues." Performance-related issues. The problem with the Datamaster DMT is that it's widely used across this country. State Police Lieutenant Michael Shaw told the Detroit News Saturday, "We noticed some issues with the vendor that was responsible for maintenance and auditing the Datamasters around the state. We immediately issued a stop order on the contract and will be setting up a unit in order to assume the responsibilities of that vendor. We are currently reviewing any irregularities and will notify any prosecutors that may be affected by this situation. This was just discovered, and we will be working to determine what occurred with that vendor." So the question is it the machine or just the vendor that is supposed to be taking care of those machines when they're in the field with the Michigan State Police and others? Because they're used not only by the state police, used by sheriff's departments, and like I said, they're used all over the country, are these data masters. According to Oakland University criminal justice professor Daniel Kennedy, he said any errors could have a major impact on drunk driving cases across the state of Michigan, and that could just be a start. This could open the floodgates for appeals. In drunk driving cases, one of the first questions any defense attorney asks is, when was the last time the device was calibrated? So, if they found problems with how these things were being calibrated, that could wind up being one big mess. It could clog the courts with problems for a while. In the letters Zarotny wrote from the Michigan State Police, it reads, "Further, prosecutors with cases impacted by the contractor errors identified by MSP have already been notified. However, out of an abundance of caution, we are examining all available data to determine if any additional tests are impacted by the contractor errors. If any additional errors are found, a report will be immediately forwarded to the affected prosecutor." In 2018, Intoximeters signed a three-year, $1.2 million contract to maintain, calibrate, and repair the 215 Datamaster DMT units owned by state police. The contract, which expires August 31, 2021, requires the company to certify each unit every 120 days. But apparently, that hasn't been happening. We'll keep a close eye on that story because it could have a big impact on a lot of things going on around the country as well. Turning now back to our coverage of everything going on in Iran. If you missed it over the weekend, Iranian protesters took to the streets after the government there finally admitted after several days of stonewalling and denying that they did in fact shoot down, the Republican guards did in fact shoot down the Ukrainian airliner with 176 people on board, killing all of them. And the United States National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien took to the air on Sunday to point out the obvious, that it was a spectacularly bad week for the nation of Iran. First, their leading advocate for terrorism was killed by a U.S. drone strike in a pinpoint perfect attack. Then they shot down a Ukrainian airliner. Then they lied about it. Then they got caught doing it. And then hundreds of thousands of protesters took to the streets. Bite one. with National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien. Bite one. Go. Not there. All right. I'm sorry. It's bite number one.
I think the regime's having a very bad week. They shot down Ukrainian International Airlines 752, and the president's condolences and sympathy goes out to the passengers, their families, and their friends and loved ones. The Iranians then denied shooting the aircraft down, then gave a different story about the aircraft coming close to sensitive military installations, changed it again and said it was because of the United States. This is a regime that's reeling from maximum pressure. They're reeling from their incompetence in this situation. And the people of Iran are just fed up with it. Moreover, they lost their top female athlete, Kimi Alizadeh, is just affected to the West. So this has not been a good week for the Iranian regime, that's for sure.
Terrible week for the Iranian regime, clearly. Defense Secretary Mark Esper feeling the same way and saying it's been the right path for the United States, following the right path, and we will do the right thing again if it is necessary. We will kill terrorists, says Mark Esper. It's bite number two with the defense secretary. He was talking on the Sunday shows as well. Bite number two. Go.
The important thing is this. Soleimani orchestrated, resource directed the attacks escalating up to the December one that killed an American. He orchestrated the siege on a U.S. embassy in Baghdad, and he was planning this much broader plot in multiple countries that would be bigger in scale and that likely would have taken us to open hostility with Iran. In fact, a very, very senior intelligence community official said to us that the risk of inaction is greater than the risk of action. To me, that is very compelling.
And that's also true. And one more thing I want to point out to you here. Is simply this. The list of terrorists that have been taken off the battlefield by this administration is long and comprehensive. In fact, Mike Pompeo pointed it out on ABC News over the weekend. The Secretary of State saying, listen, there's been this list of accomplishments, terrorists that have been killed by the Trump administration. And he said, yeah, there's danger in the world. But every time we take one of these terrorists off the battlefield, it's a good thing. Let's hear what Mike Pompeo has to say. It's bite number three with Mike Pompeo. Bite number three. Go.
Threats are never gone, right? It's always a lot of danger in the world. Always a lot of danger in the world throughout the region. Nobody believed that a single mission in any respect took down the risk of terror. Terror from Al-Qaeda, terror from ISIS, terror from Al-Shabaab. No one believes that. The president doesn't. Look at the list, though. Look at the achievements in the administration. We took away the caliphate in its entirety. We took down Hamza bin Laden. We took down al-Baghdadi. We took down Qasem Soleimani. This is a list that has reduced the capacity for terrorists around the world to perform the functions that put American men and women and the homeland at risk. We're very proud of what we accomplished. We're going to stay the course.
And yet the Democrats and the news media, by and large, were supportive of Iran after the killing of Soleimani. By and large, supportive of the terrorists after the killing of Soleimani. That won't fly, I guarantee you. That will not fly with the American people. Not anywhere. It will not. 14 after on a Monday, it's the Steve Gerber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a business owner, you wear many hats. Accountant, HR specialist, skilled worker, and even CEO. The last thing you need to worry about is what's going on in the state capitol. Hi, I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber. In Lansing, we work hard to make sure legislation and regulations don't get in the way of running your business. We work to make a big difference on big issues such as filling the talent pipeline, controlling health care costs, and ensuring that Michigan has a fair and competitive tax environment. Your business is at the heart of Michigan's economy. We pledge to help you grow, create new jobs, and be an exceptional entrepreneur. At the Michigan Chamber, we fight for you in Lansing's capital so you can continue to grow your business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal. to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.